count on us to be talking local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett.
Welcome back in, 3:42 here at WGNS AM/FM, and time to talk about some of the great things going on at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County, and we're going to talk with Alden Ward, and Damian Copeland from Riverdale High School is in as well. And Alden, we want to talk to you first about what's coming up this Thursday, a pretty special event, I hear.
Yes, we have our Day for Kids. We're having a basketball game at Middle Tennessee Christian School. It's going to be Thursday night at 6 p.m. We've got some of our teenagers that go to the Boys and Girls Club are going to be playing in a game against the firefighters here in Murfreesboro.
How did this Day for Kids event, a basketball game, come about?
Well, we have a Day for Kids event every year, and we do different things for each time we do it. But this year, this summer, we had a basketball team that played other Boys and Girls Clubs in the area. And the kids just kind of fell in love with it. They were going to the games like it was a high school game. We had pep rallies. They'd make posters for the team. And so we kind of wanted to keep doing that a little bit throughout the school year, keep giving the guys something to do and some games to play and something for the kids to watch.
Now, I understand that there's a pep rally and all this kind of stuff going on too, right?
There is. We'll have a pep rally before the game. Started about 5:15 probably. And then each group will have different chants. They'll come up with their own group chants for the different age groups. They'll all wear, it's going to be a blue and white day because it's for our colors and everything. So it's kind of like just like a high school pep rally, but with younger kids.
Now, some of these kids that are playing in the game are what, ranging from 8th, 9th grade right up to seniors.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. They do really well playing together because our teen center, we go from 13 to 18. And so some of our teens are brand new in the teen center, and some of them have been coming for several years, like Damian. And so it's great to see, you know, the older kids kind of working with some of the middle school kids as well.
Yeah. I want to digress a little bit and ask about this teen center. Damian, how are you liking the new digs over there?
It's good, sir. Good.
Good stuff, huh? So what do you do over there in the teen center?
Well, talk to Mr. Alden about problems, you know, school.
Yeah.
Sometime chill, maybe homework.
And you don't have, you know, it's nice to get away from the smaller kids sometimes, I guess, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Now, I've been over there enough to see the little kids. They really look up to you guys, and I know that there are some things that you do together, but just like me as a parent, sometimes you just want to go and have a little quiet time with friends or whatever, so that does at least offer you that opportunity.
Yeah.
Tell me about this basketball thing.
Well, it's pretty good.
Now, did you play this summer?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell me how things went this past summer.
Well, we played Columbia. Mm-hmm. Columbia. We did good.
It never hurts to beat Columbia in anything. Don't tell Chip Walters I said that, though. But do you enjoy playing with the guys?
Yeah, they fun playing with, and like they understandable.
Yeah.
Like since I'm like the point guard, so they kind of look up to me, and like when I'm down, they bring me up, you know, to the team ball.
Now you being the point guard, that in basketball, that's kind of the guy who gets things going. You're the motor, so you kind of have to have a pretty good relationship with the coach too, right?
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about your point guard here, Alden?
Damian's a good leader on the court, and he's also a good leader in the teen center too. He's one of our most mature teens, and he's very good at working with others, and he works well with all the teens, really, just in general, from whether he's playing or not playing. He works well with others, and he's a very good leader, and he's a good example to a lot of our kids too.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have some help, or is this just all you working out?
I've been the only one coaching it so far. Yeah. The other staff, you know, they're always other people help out. We have we scrimmage against some of the other staff. They'll get some of their friends from MTSU and different things like that. And so it's always a group effort with stuff with the Boys and Girls Clubs. Everybody pitches in because we always gotta have referees and everything. So everybody pitches in and helps out.
Yeah. Now, is this the first year you've gone this in depth with a basketball program?
We haven't gone this far with it before. I coached a team a few years back at the Boys and Girls Club. And it was a great recruitment tool especially for teen guys, getting them in the doors. And so I just feel like the more we do it, the better it'll be.
Now, why why go to this level? I mean, why is it important? Because I mean, this thing is even going to be on the radio this week. So, you know, right. That's pretty exciting.
It's important because anything that they enjoy doing that much, it's great to be able to give them more opportunities to do different things and have bigger events. And, you know, the more we put into it, the more fun they're going to have and the more they're going to enjoy it.
Well, I can remember it wasn't that long ago when this sweet Southern Belle voice came over my telephone and said, Brian, I can't really do Michelle's voice, but, you know, we've got this idea. What do you think we can do? And Miss Michelle can get you to do a lot of things, can't she?
Yeah.
She just has to look at you the right way. But we kind of talked over some ideas, and we're actually this Thursday night going to broadcast the game between the Boys and Girls Club team and the Murfreesboro Firefighters. And Chip Walters is going to do the play-by-play here on the air. And you're really giving it a big-time feel, aren't you? High school gym.
Yeah, we're going to be in the high school gym. And it's great because, you know, we have some kids on the team do play for their high schools or their middle schools and things like that, and some people don't. And everybody should have that opportunity to wear a jersey and feel like they're part of a team. And, you know, that's what you get being Boys and Girls Club. You're a member of a club, and you get to be a member of the team when you get to this point, too.
Now, Damian, how long have you been playing basketball? Since you could walk?
Yeah, since I was about 8.
What do you enjoy about the game?
Well, it's pretty fun. Defense and offense, you know.
Are you better defensively or offensively?
Can
you
shoot? I love to play defense.
You love to play defense. Yeah. Well, that you know, hey, if you can start out that way
it's
and don't worry about the
point
points, isn't that right? Isn't that the truth? The game of basketball teaches you some things about coming together as a team and camaraderie. And do you hang out with these guys too at the teen center and maybe even outside of the Boys and Girls Club?
Yeah, sir.
You get a lot of good, make a lot of good friends and things of that nature with this group.
Yeah, I try to help them out too.
Help them out. How do you help them out?
Like, say for instance, if they don't know like their position is, but you know they do, but they down, you know, I help them, you know, teach them a little something.
So you call the plays and do that,
yeah.
And you know, if they need a little help, kind of a coach on the court.
Definitely,
got to have that. Well, tell me about this team has gone around the Middle Tennessee area and played. Now, will this continue on, you know, after this game? I know this is a special game, but is this
right.
Something that you'll continue to do?
Yeah, we're going to continue to play. Some of our guys will have to drop off during the school year because they'll be playing with their school teams. But we're definitely going to keep it up for the guys who aren't playing with their schools. We're going to play in some different teams. We played the Nashville clubs during the summer, Columbia, and then also our own Smyrna club as well. So just continuing to work with different clubs to play, and then play with, you know, different tournaments and travel events as well.
Who came up with the idea of making this such a whiz bang, you know, event? With, I mean, you've even got, you know, a famous PA guy there,
yes,
and I mean,
yes.
All this kind of stuff. So how in the world did you work that out?
Well, we were just sitting there talking about it one day about what we were gonna do, and we came up with, you know, Michelle said she was going to give you a call, and I said, well, I said, you know, it'd be really cool. I said, I remember growing up, going to MTSU games, listening to Mr. Talbert, you know, call the games, and I said, you know, I think about basketball, and I think about when I was younger going to the games, listening to him call the games with my grandparents and everything, and so he's in for it, and actually spoke with him today, and he's excited about it, and it just all kind of came together, and Michelle was talking about how, you know, when you come up with an idea and things start kind of falling in place, you know it's going in the right direction.
And it's almost like when all these pieces fall together and you've got this idea, and then you make two steps forward, and then you have another big positive that you weren't really thinking. It's
right.
Like it's all supposed to go together anyway.
Yeah, it's a great feeling to know you have something that's going to be, they're going to enjoy. You know, that's why we all go to work at Boys and Girls Club, plan different events for them. They're going to have a good time, and I think it's going to be a great thing. We're doing a spirit week this week where we got kids decorating doors and things like that, just like when you're in high school for homecoming week.
So. Yeah, it could be basketball, or it could be Foursquare or whatever.
Yeah, anything, yeah. It's something to be excited about.
As long as they're excited and having fun. Damian, how long have you been going to the Boys and Girls Club?
Since I was 12, sir.
Since you were 12. So you are right now, what, 17?
Yes, sir.
All right. So what has it meant to you to have been involved in the Boys and Girls Club?
It meant to me very well. Like, I love the Boys and Girls Club because, like, it helped you, you know, do good in school, stay positive, teach you a lot of good skills.
What would you have done had you not been going to the Boys and Girls Club?
I really don't know.
could have been tough.
Yeah.
Get homework help, I guess, and you know, if you need a little extra help and encouragement in a certain grade, you can offer that, but you can also get that from the staff and other people there.
Yeah.
Basketball is very important to you, obviously. If you play, do you play on the high school team or?
No, I'm gonna try to though.
All right. Well, that's good. The fact that you continue to play sports, what is that something you want to do later on down the road? What are your interests now that you're coming upon? I guess you're a junior now, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, I look to basketball, but like I just love to play. It's not nothing I really want to do when I get older. I want to go to barber school, college, you know, be a barber. And I used to work at Top Notch here.
Yeah.
And so they helped me, you know, try to look what I'm going to do when I be older, you know.
Well, that sounds like
a goal and a dream.
Good plan, you know. That's the whole point is for these young people to have dreams and something to keep them occupied after school and
it
all
is,
of that.
Definitely.
Alden, tell me about all the plans. Is this an event that's open to the public and
yes.
all that?
Anybody that wants to come is welcome to come out. It's open to the community. It's going to be at Milton City Christian School. The game will tip off at 6, so you probably want to get there a little bit before then. We're going to start lineups probably around 5:45 in the gym. It's playing the Murfreesboro Fire Department against the Boys and Girls Club.
Since the Murfreesboro Fire Department isn't here, Damien, anything that you want to say to them?
I wish them good luck, and hopefully we take the win home.
Wish them good luck, huh? Their hoses are wet out there at the Murfreesboro Fire Department. I don't know. They may not be able to get up and down the floor against you young guys.
Yeah, we got to run them.
You're going to run them to death, huh?
Yeah.
Alden, appreciate you coming by. We will broadcast the game. We'll go on the air at 6 o'clock, just long enough to get some starting lineups on the radio, and Chip Walters is going to do that. I'm going to help him out just a little bit and run that until about 7 o'clock or so, and we really look forward to the event. It's kind of a first-of-its-kind thing. It's not like we haven't done basketball on the air, but something of this nature. To bring attention to the Boys and Girls Club and all the great things that are going on there. So we look forward to it. Do you kind of get in a zone as a coach?
I have a lot of fun. We had a game in Smyrna this past summer, and it was right before lunch. And I don't eat usually before, and I don't eat for a little while after usually. Just don't know why. It's just something I've always kind of done.
Just got all amped up and everything. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you and all the kids participating on the team. And I guess if there's someone out there that, you know, has a young person that's interested in basketball and they're really looking for an option to, you know, especially after school and things mm-hmm. of that nature, would there be an opportunity that maybe you could talk
definitely.
To them about it?
Yeah, just come by. Come by the team center.
Boys and Girls Club is located. You turn. It's is it Jones?
Yes, it is 820 Jones Boulevard. It's right behind Toots.
Turn. You can go either Medical Center or Ridgely Road.
Yeah,
either
you
way.
Got two different ways to come in.
Kind of in between there. All right, Alden. Thanks for coming by today, and we'll see you on Thursday.
All right, thank you,
Damien. Good luck to you. We'll be seeing you out there.
Thank you.
All right, that's Alden Ward and Damien Copeland joining us from the Boys and Girls Club to talk about the game coming up. The day for kids is this Thursday night at 6 with the basketball team from the Boys and Girls Club taking on the Murfreesboro Firefighters. And I'd say those firefighters have had better be working out. Better not just be cooking in the crock pot and stuff. Let's get busy. It's going to be they're going to run you, I can tell. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, wrap things up here in just a second.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.